America is a country of immigrants. All of us, or our families, were at one time immigrants to this country. They say that even the Native Americans themselves immigrated here from Asia. Most of us who are members of St. Mark's have ancestors who came here from Europe, perhaps 100 or 200 years ago. Maybe your ancestors looked something like this. Most of our ancestors were the poor people of Europe. They came being farmers or shopkeepers. They brought very little with them to this country. They established their own farms or their own businesses. One thing that's amazing about these immigrants is that one of the first things they were concerned about were spiritual things. They established churches. This is kind of surprising because most of them came from countries where churches were established, either by the king or the prince of that part of their country. But when they came to America, they discovered that church was something that they had to do on their own. Because America is a country that has a separation of church and state, the people themselves had to establish church. Today, here in California, we are getting immigrants from everywhere in the world. They are coming not only to our state, but they are also coming to our church. We have been surprised in these last few years at St. Mark's how it seems that in almost every Bible information class, we have at least one individual or one family that has come to us recently from a foreign country. And as we were talking about planning this event, one of the things that occurred to us was that it might be nice for the congregation to be able to hear from some of these people, to be able to get their perspective. Whoever turned the lights on, if you could please turn them back off. Craig, could you get them? Somebody did it by accident. So we thought it would be nice if we could hear from some of the immigrants who have joined us recently here at St. Mark's. Our first one that we're going to be hearing from is Giovanni Vargas. Giovanni and his family came here just within about the last year, and they came to us from Latin America. They come from a country called Costa Rica. I'd like to introduce to you Giovanni Vargas.
Wanted. His name, Jesus of Nazareth. Age, 33. Origin, Jew. Profession, carpenter. He is guilty of bringing the good news, proclaiming that he is the Son of God, and foretelling the truth. Reward, salvation, and eternal life. If you see him, follow him.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today is a special day for us because we have the opportunity to share some blessings with you about the love of God in our lives. Jesus, what means the name Jesus in my family? It means love, faith, hope, a better life. It means everything for us. My first encounter with Jesus was in my age of 15 years old. I remember that about those years, I was just a Catholic boy that didn't know exactly about Christian life. I was just living like other people, with traditions, groceries, images, nothing else but just traditions. On my 15 years, I had the opportunity to play and become a professional soccer player in my country. I was playing for the professional soccer league. And I started just building a career and a dream. Just imagine how it's for a 15 years old boy playing a professional soccer league. That's really amazing and nice. Well, the life was just perfect for me. In the middle of the season for the league, in just in a soccer game, I just had a terrible accident. I had a terrible accident playing soccer, and that was the end of my dream. For 2 years, I was bleeding every time I went to the restroom. All the doctors, they were doing tests, treatment, checking me, and they say, "Giovanni, we're really sorry, but you're not going to be able to have children in your life. There's nothing we can do for you." It was the worst age for me. I felt really, really bad. My life was obviously changed. But one day, I remember I met someone, and he invited me to go to his church. He was a Baptist. He was a Baptist friend that I had in Costa Rica. And he said, "Why don't you come here and just live with us, become a Christian?" And I said, "Why not?" And I went to, I was Baptist. I became Baptist. So from there, I just gave my life to Jesus, and I was a really Christian person. And I never lost my faith. I remember that one night, I was on my deathbed, I was on my knee just praying. And I made a promise to God. I said, "Jesus, please heal me. Please fix me. I want to be normal, and I want to have a family. You left our children. And I promise you that if you give me a family, I will give you my family in your hands. We're going to follow you." Thanks to the Lord, my prayers, he listened to my prayers. And I was just a country boy. I moved to the city. Oh, sorry, I forgot. That night, I remember that I was praying so hard. I spent all the night praying. And guess what? Next day, I wake up really early in the morning just to go to school. I just went to the restroom. The bleeding was gone. I stopped bleeding. It was something amazing. I was really scared. I remember that I called my mom and said, "Mom, come on, quick, check it out. What's in the blood? What happened?" I don't know. I remember that I went to the doctors again, and they don't even know. But I do. Jesus answered my prayer. So I moved to the city, and I met a beautiful girl, and now it's my wife, and another blessing. A really Christian woman. A Christian girlfriend, but who was by that time. And then I got married. Three beautiful girls. Simple, three beautiful girls. I was not supposed to have two girls. What a blessing. What a blessing in my life. I was not the end of the story. We just grew up in a less than normal family, normal life. And then Jesus, he gave me another test. He tested my faith again. My middle daughter, when she was born, Maria Jose, the doctors found like a penny size, like a hole the size of a penny in the middle of her heart. So she was bleeding more, So she was pumping more blood to her lungs instead of her brain. So she was not a normal girl. Every time that she was trying to walk in, she just fell on the floor, she was sweating. So anyways, the doctors, once again, at that news, he says, "Your daughter needs a surgery immediately, otherwise she's gonna die." Obviously he said no. He said, "We're not ready for this." So
Once again, I had to deal with Jesus again and say, what do you want from me? You tested my faith? Okay. So I'll give you my faith. Do whatever you want to do. My daughter is your daughter anyway. But if you want me to do something big, please don't take my daughter away from me. Tell me what to do. Tell me what you want from me. So, okay, she was only two. So we were not ready for our surgery. Anyways, we were doing yarn, so they're a very natural couple. When she was five, we decide to take the surgery. We say, okay, we're ready for the surgery. So the doctors, they told me that she only has 5%, just a 5% that she's gonna survive in the middle, the surgery. It was a really hard surgery. It took 12 hours surgery. And they say you have only 5% that she's gonna make it. Just 5%. We cannot guarantee you anything. Well, again, we put all our faith in God. And we say, okay. That day, the surgery day, I remember, seven kids were having the same kind of surgery as my daughter. Seven kids. Five passed away. Five kids, and only two made it. And for the glory of God, one of them is my daughter, Maria Jose. And she's alive. She's fine. She's perfect. That's one of the, my life is, it's a lot of blessings, but that's one of my two biggest blessings that I really want to share with you as a congregation. Just to show you the God of life and the things that He can do for us just by having faith. Live by faith and not by sight. Everything is about faith. Okay, so my next tutorial is how do we come to the United States. That was last year. For many, many reasons, we decided to come here and see what was the final plan for us and for my family. I remember that I came first, obviously, I could, find a place for my family and find a job before I bring all my daughters and my wife. Otherwise, that's going to be really hard. And I remember that I came, was really happy to be here. I was sharing a place with one of my American friends here. He's not a Christian, unfortunately. But anyways, I remember that I came here for Hollywood. What a big point, Hollywood. But listen to this. The first thing I did was I told my friends, hey, listen, I need to find a church. I said, why? Well, I have to God, I need to go there. I said, okay. So he took me to one of the Baptist church, and unfortunately, it was not what I expected. There were, I don't know, just didn't imagine. I didn't like the Baptist church, but it was not a really good working for me. So I was really sad. I remember that day that all my friends would say, hey, let's get ready for a spring break. What? A spring break? What is a spring break? This is the Holy Week. It's not a spring break. It's not a place to go to lay or do crazy stuff or party or Mardi Gras. Spring break. Oh my God. Holy Week is everything for me. And for, I guess, for the rest of the church people. That was the day that Jesus died for us. Anyways, just a spring break. Christian life for July in the United States. It was really sad. And I would start asking, looking for churches. Nothing. Nothing. Okay. So one night, I pray again. Jesus, here I am. I'm struggling a lot, but tell me what to do. Guide me. What am I going to do? Next day, I remember that I went to work really, really early in the morning, and my dispatcher said, Giovanni, today you're working with a contractor. His name was Jim Oswald. And I said, you know what? Nope. Okay, so you were going to work with him. So I started working with him. That day, I remember that I was working for Jim. First time for me to work with him. And we just started just talking normally. And I remember that I told him, says, Jim, what is a spring break? Why do you say a spring break? What's the deal here? Is that a deal in the United States? He said, no. It's the Holy Week. How do you know about Holy Week? That's weird. Everybody is talking about spirit, you're talking about Holy Week. That's good. Who are you? And he says, well, I'm a Christian person too. Wow. Jesus answered my prayers. I was asking for an angel. And he sent me an angel. He sent me an angel, his name is Jim Oswald. So Jim told me about the Lutheran church. He said, Lutheran? What is that? A new church, a new religion? No idea. I didn't have any idea what Lutheran was. So he, well, I remember that that time there was a new start or a new beginning of a BAC class or something. So Jim told me, hey, there's going to be a BAC class if you want to come. Well, first of all, I came one day here, one Sunday, to a church, a service, a late service. And he asked me, what do you think? I said, I like it. I feel that God's here. So what is my next step? So well, they invited to go to the BAC Bible class. And that's what I did. I came to Bible class. And then I started meeting all this beautiful congregation. And this is just a short story, but I just want to really thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sarquan. Thank you to all the teachers. And thank you for opening your heart and your Lord's support, my family. And I really feel happy in this congregation. I like to be around people that believe in God, believe in the love of Jesus. Of course. And no more spirit. That's great. That's great. That is something that I'm going to share with my God. But, you know, hey, it's the importance of the holiday. Well, I'm nervous. Trust me. I don't even know what to say, but there's a lot of things that I would like to share with you. But thank you again. And my family and my daughters, we just have a small presentation for you. It's a song. It's just a Christian song. It's in Spanish. I'm not really sure if that Spanish song is in the bulletin, but okay. It is translated, okay. And oh, we went to thanks Casey. She's gonna play the guitar for us. We need to go back to Casey.
Who I would like to highlight from a foreign country are the Josephs. The Josephs moved here from India about 3 years ago, I believe it was. The boys, as with the Vargas girls, attend our school. And so I would like to introduce to you Babu Joseph.
Namaskar, Namaste, Sashrikal, Vanakkam, Vandana. These are the few words from few of the Indian languages to greet you all. First of all, I would like to thank pastors and all the board members for giving me an opportunity to speak with you all. Kindly bear with me the way I speak, because from my childhood, all my studies were in Indian language called Tamil. It is a great pleasure to share with you all how we got into the fellowship of St. Mark's. Even though it's a big story, I would like to keep it as short as possible. Me, my wife, Suma, a registered nurse, and my both boys, Samuel and Daniel, present students of St. Mark's, are from India, which has presently 28 states, 7 union territories, and more than 15 official languages. Even though we started our married life in one of the tropical islands of India called Andaman Nicobar Islands, where I was first employed, our actual family life started in one of the Gulf countries called Qatar, which is a friendly nation of the United States. And where our sons Daniel and Samuel were born. In the hospital where Suma was working, most of the equipment and most of the procedures are based on US technology. And during our stay there, some of our supervisors often criticized that being a Christian, you should be working in the United States, not in Muslim countries like Arabian countries. And this was more of strength when during the month of their holy month of fasting, they do this criticizing, because they know that we don't fast during that time. During my college days in India, while I was studying heating, ventilation, air conditioning engineering, most of the books we refer this from the United States, because the technology always comes from the United States. And we often refer to a handbook from American Society of Heating, Ventilation and Air Conditioning Engineers, which is considered as the Bible for our profession. When I was in India, I was a very active member of Gideon International, which is an international organization based in Nashville. The main job was to distribute the New Testament and Bibles to various schools, hospitals, colleges and prisons. And the main support for that organization always comes from the United States. Some of the Hindu militant organizations in India often emphasize that India is for Hindus only, and those who want to practice Muslim, they should go to Arabian countries, and those who want to practice Christianity should go to the United States. So all these factors made a passion for us to come to USA, and my wife Suma started preparing for a nursing exam, which is the first requirement to come to USA. And with a great struggle and study, she studied the exam and passed. They took the exam in another country because the center was not available in Qatar, so she has to go to Jordan to take the exam, and she passed the exam. Finally, we got a visa to come here, which is a big story and a big miracle from God. And finally, we landed in Sacramento, where we were totally a new strangers here. I am from an Orthodox Christian family, who are descendants from those who got converted by Apostle St. Thomas. The tradition says that he has established 7.5 churches in India. The half church is because they consider a chapel as an half church. My parents never missed attending a service on Sundays, and they passed on the same faith to all their children. When we were in Sacramento, we neither had car nor friends, and we were not familiar with the places and even the roads. So every Sunday, I walked in different roads to find a church to attend the Sunday service because of the urge that I didn't want to miss a Sunday service. So every week, I attended different churches, and one day, my wife told that there is a church nearer to her workplace. So that was St. Mark's. So the following week, I came and attended the church, and I find it very close to my belief about Christianity, and I like the church, and from then on, we are the part of St. Mark's here. And we are really, really happy to be a part of St. Mark's, and I thank God for giving a lot of good Samaritans here who really help us directly and indirectly in all our needs. And I humbly pray that God will shower His blessings on all of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Babu. Our next family is the Sedeks. We especially want to thank them because not only is Igor going to be speaking to us in a few minutes, but they prepared the excellent dinner for us today. So would you join me in giving them a big round of applause for this excellent dinner? The Sedeks have two grown children, too. Many of you know Anastasia. She's gone to college. And then they have an older son named Oleg and their little son, William. The Sedeks come to us from the country of Ukraine. You'll remember that this was part of the Soviet Union until a number of years ago. And Igor would like to speak to us today to tell us a little bit about how he came to America and how he came to St. Mark's. Igor?
Again, good afternoon. You could see me and my family. Thank you, Pastor Hetmeyer, to introduce us. But I would like to add about thanks for America about my William, because William is gift from America. He is a citizen. I'm sorry. I would like to talk to you warm words from heart, but it is difficult for me. I will use my prayer writing. My dear brother and sister in Christ, today I would like to give my thanks to God, for He is showing us what great things He is doing in bringing together so many people and nations to His light. It is really a blessing for us that today, here at St. Mark's, the Lord has permitted us to confess our Savior to people who come from all corners of the earth. And He has brought it to faith and to membership at St. Mark's people from all over the earth. It is the truth. Many of us come to America from different countries, continents, cultures, and nations. So as human society, we are very different people. But at the same time, we are the member of one family. It is the family of Jesus Christ, our Savior. If you allow me, I will take a little of your time and tell you briefly how and why my family and I found ourselves in America and in St. Mark's Lutheran Church. For the beginning, I tried to translate one of our Russian idioms. Fish try to find the place where the water is deeper, and human where it is better. What I am trying to say is not that we were trying to find a place what was only better materiality, but one that was better spiritual. When my wife and I lived in Ukraine and started our family, God blessed us with Anastasia and Oleg, our children. We had worked very much about their education, so they could receive enough good Christian knowledge. So we organized our Bible class, and as a result, right now they know many verses from the Bible by memory. Then my wife and I made our own tailoring and clothing design business. We had made many different new models and of clothes from fabrics for our clients, and had enhanced success at our business. We even built our house with our own hands. It was a very big and unusual house. We lived in good country, with a good climate, natural condition and population. And now, why is our family in America today, not in the Ukraine? It is because our Ukraine has a super special government. That government has super talent for destruction and annihilation everything. Economy, country, its financial system, and so harmonious society, faith, and the soul of its people. They watched my compatriot and me in big streams of falsehood, immorality, and vulgarity. It is very sorrowful for me, but it is a bitter relief. Government in the Ukraine created a country which is founded on a bayonet and on unbelief. Therefore, the modern Ukraine does not have a future. It does not have a healthy future because it doesn't use common sense with God's blessing. The Bible says, unless the God builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stands guard in vain. So our children and my wife and I decided to use an opportunity which was fortunately opened for us by our parents. We moved to USA. From sorrowful example of my country, I would like to say, please let us be careful for our America. Today we would like to give our thankfulness to God, for we are not only residents of America, but we also are members of St. Mark's Lutheran Church. It is a great joy for us, because in the beginning, when we came to America, we started to look for church. At first, we were lost. Some of our friends invited us to their different churches. But in those churches, we could not feel at home in their worship. In my option, it was anything but worship. It was like going to a club or party or concert hall. Now club and party and concert hall are not bad, but they are not worship. But I dream of finding a church which has reverence, spiritual worship, and true, deep, truthful Christian teaching. Once after I spoke at one of the Baptist Church of Sacramento, I got lost on my way home. I happened to drive past St. Mark's. I stopped him. Why? I don't know. When I invited my family to come to see his church, at last, after several visits to worship at St. Mark's Church, my family became certain that it is truly God's church which we have found finally. This is a church where the Lord blesses us and keeps us, where the Lord makes his face shine on us and is gracious to us, where the Lord looks on us with favor and gives us peace.
Thank you, Igor. When the Board of Outreach was planning this event, one of the things we had in mind was we wanted to give you ideas of how you could reach out with the gospel. And I think from some of their stories, like Giovanni's, it's a beautiful example of how all you have to do is invite an immigrant to your church, and that can bring them to a place like St. Mark's. But I would also like to share with you a few specific examples of how you could directly help with mission work. A couple of years ago, Ed and Bev Heinitz went to Africa for 3 months. They helped with the Malawi medical mission that our synod has operated there for many years. I understand one of the pastors was gone, one of the missionaries was gone during that three-month period. And Ed and Bev got to help just running the mission there, the medical mission. Gave support to the nurses, helped with just grounds work, and helped on the buildings. This is something that Wells Kingdom workers could help any of you to find a place where you could serve in an interesting place somewhere else on the globe besides America. Also, I had in mind with this one, Marlis O'Riordan was here earlier, but she left. She's gone to China several times with an organization called Friends of China, where she teaches English as a second language. And she even had two Chinese ladies with her today who have now come to America and are studying at Sac State. So we want you to think about those kind of opportunities. I also understand that the Dowlings have a pretty good possibility that they will be serving with Wells Kingdom workers in this coming year. As a matter of fact, Kate told me this week that it looks like possibly the Czech Republic would be the place where they will serve in the coming year. So keep those kind of opportunities in mind. A couple more pictures from Ed's collection from when they were in Africa. But now I would like to introduce you to several other immigrant families that we have. Most of you probably know Franklin and Peachy Galvez because they've been here for quite a few years already. I think they've been here about as long as me, about 12 years. And their daughter Francesca went all the way through our school from kindergarten through eighth grade. You may not know, though, that the Galvezes were both born in the Philippines. I didn't ask the Galvezes to speak today, but maybe they could stand up. And next we have a longtime friend of St. Mark's, Marwan Siagian, and his wife Diane. Yes, Diane is from America, but she's our special guest today as well. Marwan comes from the country of Indonesia. Could we have Marwan and Diane stand up, please? Marwan and Diane have not become part of our fellowship here at St. Mark's, but they attend here regularly. Marwan has brought along some things. I hope you take a look at all the displays today, but he especially has some interesting things on the table over here from Indonesia. Marwan can also tell you very many interesting stories. He grew up as a Lutheran boy in Indonesia. His entire tribe of Indonesians is Lutheran. And he's got some information there on the table for you today. Finally, in our latest Bible information class, we have two sisters from Nigeria. This is Vivian and Maureen Achodo. And they come to us from the country of Nigeria. I'm not sure why, but the Achodo girls are with us this afternoon, although they were in Bible information class just this morning. Let me just take a glance so I don't miss anybody. There may be some of you who I am not aware are immigrants, but maybe I could ask Taibei to stand. She is a guest of ours today. And she has attended St. Mark's quite a few times. Taibei comes from the country of Iran. So we welcome her today. Are there any other immigrants that I overlooked? Okay, then next I would like to turn the mic over to the chairman of our Board of Outreach, Mark LeMay, and he's going to tell you a very interesting way in which St. Mark's congregation does outreach that probably the vast majority of you are not even aware of, but it's something in which our congregation touches people in many different countries.
Thank you, Pastor. If you don't know me, I'm Mark LeMay. I'm the chairman of the Board of Outreach. I'm from a foreign country. I come from a foreign country of Minnesota. It's close to another small country by the name of Wisconsin. Some of you probably even know where that is. But anyways, I wanted to talk to you first of all a little bit about something we probably have all used before. I think some of the kids here have used this before too. Raise your hand if you've ever gotten on the internet. Anybody ever gotten on the internet? Okay, when you're looking for stuff, right, you know, you get on the internet to find things, don't you? It's a really good way to find out information. And one of the things we've been using here at St. Mark's to spread the gospel message, how many of you know that we have a website? Raise your hand. Good. How many of you have gotten on the website and looked up a service? To listen to a service? Raise your hand. Yeah. Pretty close to every one of our services each week, and also our classes, our Bible information classes, and different classes that we have here on Sunday morning are on our website. And this is a really interesting thing, because we've been putting it on there now for, I can't remember, how long has it been now, Pastor? A couple of years? About 5 years. This is a really interesting thing. You think that we are only doing work here at St. Mark's. We think that we're only spreading the news to the Sacramento area here. Not true. This year, so far, there's over 25 different countries that have been listening in to our sermons and also to the classes. And what we did is we got a big map over here for everybody to take a look at. You can come take a look later on, showing the 25 different countries that have so far been checking into St. Mark's to see what God has to say. And so what I wanted to do is just wanted to list out just some of the names of the different countries that have been tuning in each week. We have people from Australia, Austria, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, the Cayman Islands, Finland, France, Germany. Lutherans in Europe, huh? Okay. Also Greece, Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Korea, Lithuania, Malaysia, and here's a country I did not have. You know, the funny thing is when you're growing up, you learn all these different countries, and now they all change, and you don't know their names. There's a country by the name of, and correct me if I got this wrong, Myanmar. Myanmar. It used to be called Burma. And so, that's a new one for me. The Netherlands, New Zealand, Spain, Sweden, Thailand, and also the United Kingdom. So, when you think that you're just doing something here and you're not really spreading the word very far in the world, you're wrong. And I just want to let the pastors know that, you know, we really appreciate you speaking God's word to us. But it's just so wonderful to think now that when you guys are up there talking, you're spreading the word to everyone around the world. And you never know who you're going to reach in a foreign country. You don't know. So that's what I wanted to point out to you today. And again, I also want you to be encouraged to get involved. There's going to be a couple of things we're going to be talking about at the end of the program here that will give you an opportunity to reach out to people that are coming to the United States to learn English. And I'm going to let Pastor, or who's going to be talking about that next, Pastor? Okay, Pastor Packmar is going to talk about that, so thank you.
This week, something interesting happened to us at St. Mark's. Two Chinese people walked into our office, and they asked, "Do you have a class here for English as second language?" And I said, "Well, we have a class where there's just one teacher and one student. It's just a one-on-one thing. But we really would like to start a class." And they said, "Well, when will you start the class?" And I said, "Well, probably not until April or so." It was a good example of the main thing we want to recruit you to think about today. We would like to start an outreach program called English Conversation Outreach. It's not about teaching anyone English the way a teacher would teach. What we need is volunteers from our congregation who we could pair up with a recent immigrant who comes to us, and they just want to practice having a conversation with someone who speaks English fluently. After the program today, after our closing song, you're going to have the opportunity to stay after and watch a brief DVD that would explain how you could do this conversation partner job. And I encourage you to stay after. If you can't stay after today, we will play the DVD after the late service next Sunday. Because even if you have a little bit of an inkling or an interest in this area, you're going to want to see this DVD. It's very well done, and you could really reach out to somebody. It was interesting when this Chinese, it was a man and a woman, I don't think they're husband and wife, but they both work at the China Buffet, and I had the opportunity to give them one of the flyers for this Sunday, and the woman instantly said, "Oh, yes, well, we have to work at 10 o'clock. We can't come to the meal, but we'll be there for the 8 o'clock service." They were both there for 8 o'clock. Anne brought another friend from China Buffet along. And the woman said to me, "I'm telling everybody here that they should come to church because that's where they can learn English." So I was really glad to see them here this Sunday. So please give it some consideration. Please watch the DVD either today after the program or later on. There are other opportunities. You could give a gift to this English conversation outreach if you felt you didn't have the inclination or the ability to do it. Also, I wanted to point out on this table, there are two special giving opportunities. As many of you are aware, we have a Hmong mission on the south side of Sacramento. It's part of St. Andrew Lutheran Church. They have a Hmong pastor there who's reaching out to Hmong people in the community, and there are envelopes there that you could give a gift to that. Or we have a Hispanic congregation in Southern California called Pandavida, and they are at the stage where they would like to build a church, and they're looking for special offerings. So please take a look at that table on your way out of the congregation today. Other than that, we would like to share the song with you that we did this morning in worship. I would ask the choir to come up, and any of the children that would like to sing with us. Get our instrumentalists up here as well. Now let's just stand in this area here. Please take out your program and join us in singing. We are singing "For the Lord is Our Love."
Singing, we are singing.